for this beautiful sunny weather today. Hey girl, hey, it's your girl Rustique, and this is the Girls Room Podcast. And we're back at it again with another episode. And okay, we spilling all the tea with this episode because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing it. I'm sick of us talking about it. I'm sick of us wasting time. Like, why are we wasting all this time with these pointless ass conversations? But let's get into it. So today we are going to be talking about dating. Let's really talk about it. So y'all know I'll be having my little points. So I have 4 points today that I just want to dive into. So let's get into it. Can we please stop with all the internet arguments? Like, can we stop? Can we please dead these arguments? In it is now May that I'm recording this. Can we please dead these arguments of May 2021? Because they're honestly just very, very repetitive, and they're very pointless at this time. Like, I feel like the arguments of who should pay for what, how should we split the bills? If you're not spending $100, you're not doing enough. If you're not doing this, you're not shit. If you're not doing this, like, can we retire these arguments? They're very old, they're very tired, and they're very pointless. And I feel like, you know, we're just arguing to be arguing for the sake of arguing. Does that make any sense? Like, we're just arguing to be arguing because, honestly, of course, everybody's going to have different opinions. And one opinion is not better than the other opinion. One opinion is not right or wrong. I think the only thing that really matters is being respectable when it comes to dating. Being respectable, being honest, and being true. All of the other stuff that we like to argue about, I think is really, really pointless because it just doesn't make sense. Like I said, there is no right or wrong when it comes to anything. I think what works for you is going to work for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know, going out and spending $1,000 on a dinner date works for you and you can do that, great. That does not mean that the person who is spending $50 on a date is any less worthy or any less than the person spending $1,000. Let's be very honest about that, because, you know, dates, first off, don't have to cost a lot of money. And I hate that we, like, are in this whole, like, yeah, my nigga gotta have money, my nigga gotta have this. Because, I mean, do we want more than just money from these men or these women? Like, is that all that we want to have in a partner is money? For me, no. For you, that might be, again, there is no right or wrong. But I feel like we should not down and out other people who do different things. Because I was just talking to my friend, you know, you can take your girl out on a dinner and a movie date. You know, you spend your money at the movie, you spend your movie at the dinner. Great. That's probably going to cost you, like, let's say $150. Cool. That might be even a little too low. But, you know, that might be a nice, cool date. But that does not mean that we cannot go to the park and have a picnic for $50. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would enjoy myself having a good picnic on in the park with my man. Like, that's very intimate. That can be very romantic, and that can lead to, you know, a great time. But that does not mean that, you know, that person is any less of a person or less of a man or less of a woman for doing that type of date. You know, and I feel like a lot of the times we look up to these celebrities and we look up to these rappers and everything, and we see all the things that they have going on and the money that they have, and try to compare that to our lives and how we should date and how we should maneuver. And I don't think that's fair to ourselves. Like, I don't think it's fair to try to compare ourselves with people who have millions and millions of dollars, because it's not the same. Because honestly, when you take the money out of those things, you know, they're doing regular people stuff. Like JT from the City Girl, she was just on Respectfully Justin, that show. And she was talking about how Uzi, you know, Uzi gave her money for a part of their date. Great. Okay. Take out the money. They went to Taco Bell and sat in the parking lot and had a great time. They had a great time. And that's her man now. Like, they be doing all type of stuff. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you take the money out of it and really take a step back and look, like, you know, it doesn't take all of that. all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I think like that's going to transition to my next point, to just really do what works for you, because, you know, everybody isn't swooned or won over by a lot of money and going on those big dates. You know, some people really do like small, intimate settings, going to church, going to have a picnic, going to make something together, going to make candles. All of those things are still fun things to do that don't require a lot of money. And that doesn't mean, again, that those people are wrong. And even when it comes to like splitting the bills, or we should go 50-50, or my man should take care of all of this. Can we stop with the arguing? Because what works for me may not work for you. So say, you know, girl A wants to have her man take care of all the bills, but girl B wants to split the bills. Girl A and girl B are perfectly okay because they're doing what works for them. And I think that's where a lot of things get misconstrued, because people are trying to be all in people's relationships, and people allow for other people to be in the relationships and forgetting that, you know, a relationship is only two people. It's only you and that other person. So what works for you and the other person is all that should matter. Not what the internet says, not what these celebrities say, not what your best friend says. I think at the end of the day, it should just be about you and the other person. So between you and your man, or you and your girl, if y'all are okay with splitting the bills, maybe you're good. If y'all are okay with one person taking care of all of the bills and the other person taking care of, you know, the household, y'all are okay. I think we need to keep reminding ourselves and putting that in the forefront, that we are living our lives for ourselves, not for other people, not to prove points to other people, not to make other people, you know, oh, I want a relationship like theirs. I want to be quote unquote relationship goals. No, ma'am. We're going to do what works for us and us only. And once you start to really start to live for yourself, you'll realize that honestly, all those other opinions don't matter. They don't matter. And that's something I really, really, really had to realize when it came to like my dating life, that I used to always go and ask like my friends, like my best friends, okay, well, you know, I show them a picture of my boo. Okay, what you think about him? He cute, ain't he? And, you know, obviously, because he cute to me, don't mean he gonna be cute to my friend. And she'd be like, and I'd be like, for why? You're not dating him. You are. But why do you care what anybody else thinks or cares what he looked like? Well, you know, he has this type of job. He does this. He does this. He does that. Again, you know, that may sound all nice and dandy to you, but your friend or your aunt or your cousin may be like, he ain't enough. That's not enough. And you know, people sometimes project themselves on you. So they'll project their previous experiences and their heartaches onto you and your happiness. And now you done missed out on a good person because you out here listening to X, Y, and Z. Now, granted, some things you do need to vent about, and granted, some things are not good. Like if that person's putting their hands on you or disrespecting you, it's a hell no. But you know, say you may make a little bit more money than them, or they may make a little bit more money than you, or, you know, they have X, Y, and Z. That does not mean that this person is a bad person. You need to allow yourself to figure out, do you like this person? Not does your aunt, your uncle, your mama like this person? Do you like this person? You know, I also feel like, you know, we need to allow ourselves to be more vulnerable when it comes to dating. I think that we are so like caught up in the hype of trying to prove points to everyone that sometimes we may miss out, or we may not allow ourselves to really and truly dive into a person or dive into the qualities and learning about a person. And I know I've done this before myself. You know, I'm trying to uphold myself to like this one standard and trying to make sure that, you know, it fits the mold to, so if I ever have to post this person, or if I have to do this and that, it'll look good to everybody else. Maybe again, everybody else ain't dating him. You are. So it's all about what you think and what you want in your relationship. And I feel like before we get into relationships, I think that we need to spend a lot of time, or not even a lot, but we need to truly spend time with ourselves and try to figure out like, what do we want and what do we want? Do we want a relationship? Do we want to just have something casual? Do we want to have, like, you know, friends with benefits? And sweetheart, all of that stuff is great. If that's what you want to do, go at it. But I think you need to be truthful with yourself and then also truthful with the person or the people that you're dealing with. Again, I think that's something also, too, that we have got to stop arguing about. Like, oh, she a hoe. Oh, she been ran through. Oh, she... We are grown. We are very, 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 very grown. And if I want to go sleep with X, Y, and Z, as long as I'm being safe and, you know, protecting myself, I can do that. And you can do that too. Because, I mean, people do it anyway. But why, like, why can I? Why, like, why does one person look worse than the other person for doing something that they want to do? I don't get that. And I want for us to stop being so judgmental as people, because we all have little skeletons in our closet. First off, we all have skeletons in our closet. We all have experiences, especially with dating, that we may not be proud of. But that does not mean that we need to go and shame the next person for doing something that they want to do or being comfortable in doing what they want to do. I think we need to stop all the judgment, because it's not necessary and it's not fair. Because I think, especially with judging people, you never know when that can happen to you. You can never know when that can happen to your kids. You can never know when that can happen to somebody that you really care about. So I think before you try to put judgment on someone else, I think you need to look at yourself in the mirror and calm down. Because, no, we not doing that. And then also, you know, dating can be a very roundabout, crazy, crazy, crazy thing, especially in 2021 with all of these, oh Jesus, all of these conversations, all of these opinions, all of these thoughts, all of these things. I know for the longest time I struggled with trying to find out what really worked for me, because social media, again, can be just so much. It can just really take over your whole mind. And then, you know, you don't even know what you like. You don't even know how you feel about things, because you have all of these different social media opinions and different thoughts and conversations in your mind. And now you're lost and can't figure out what you need to figure out for yourself. So again, I think that comes with spending time with yourself some more and just truly figuring out what you want as a person. And what you want is okay. It could differ from what everybody else wants or what your best friend wants. And that's okay, because you're not them and they're not you. You are your own person and you can make your own decisions. So I have, like I said, I'm 24. So, you know, dating is very crazy, but I have learned quite a few things from dating. And I wanted to share those with you guys because, you know, I feel like I have learned some valuable lessons within dating. And so let's get into that, because again, we're finna stop with all these internet arguments. We're finna stop with all of this stuff. I would hope. I'm not gonna, because I know I can't change the world. And I know that I cannot change everybody's opinions. But, you know, if I can help one person, that's all that matters to me. I say you know so much. I'm so sorry. Okay, so the things that I have learned throughout dating, let's get into that. So one thing I learned that I feel like is so, so, so important is things do not have to be hard. They don't have to be hard. They do not have to be complicated. And if someone makes you feel like they should, or they're going to try to tell you that they should be just so y'all could, you know, have that ride or die confidant, we here together, they're lying. Sweetheart, they're lying. They're lying to you. Okay, let me be the one to tell you. Things don't have to be hard. And at this point in my life, I'm not settling for anything that has to be difficult, because sweet, I got enough other stuff to be worried about than trying to be crying and hurting about some man, okay? I'd have my days with those. So I am very thankful that I have learned those lessons. Shout out to a few people. I'm not gonna say names, because I mean, why would I do that? But I am very thankful that these people have allowed for me to learn that things don't have to be hard. If you and this person really like each other, baby, roll with the punches. Roll with the punches. You don't have to question it. You do not have to go through the quote-unquote mud. You do not have to be, you know, searching through this nigga phone and trying to figure out who he talking to and this, this, and that to try to be with somebody. All of that is not necessary. It's not. And I, this is myself, want to be with somebody where I can feel comfortable and confident in knowing that, you know, it's going to be you and I together. And that's something that I have learned, and anything that's not aligned with that is a no-go for me. And it took a long time for me to learn that lesson, because I used to feel like I could be Captain Save-A-Ho. Like, I thought I could fix a nigga. Like, you could call me Bob the Builder, because, baby, I was finna build my nigga and make him be what I needed him to be. And I can't do that. You can't do that either, sis. So I'm gonna need you to stop doing that ASAP. You cannot change a man. You cannot make a man grow up. You cannot make him be how you want to be. He is going to be who he is. And until he is ready to change and he is ready to grow up, it's a lost cause. So save yourself the heartache. Save yourself the tears. And just know that it does not have to be hard. Like, I am so, so, so grateful for, like, my man now. Like, nothing was hard. Nothing was complicated. He came to me on, as he liked to say, a real nigga or real man time. And he let me know what the deal was straight off the rip. And we have been great and flourishing and going. Like, if you could just see the look on my face. Like, that's my man. Anyways, but it was not difficult. And for you, things do not have to be difficult. Like, get yourself somebody on real nigga time, all right? All right. Another thing is that I really learned about dating is to communicate and overly communicate. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes we may say what we need to say, but we don't really get it all out. And then that leads to confusion, that leads to questions, that leads to distrust. And I know, like, before, like I said, I've had trouble with communicating. So my defense mechanism used to be to shut down. I would shut down and, like, do the whole silent treatment and make you feel like, you know, you need to read my mind because you need to figure out what the fuck is wrong with me. And that used to be my mindset. And that is so, like, not the case, because, ma'am, he's not a mind reader. Nobody is. Do you even know what's wrong with you, or are you just mad because you want to be mad? So I had to really, really grow out of that and, like, really understand how important communication is, because nobody can read your mind. And this goes for any type of relationship, romantic, platonic, family. You need to learn how to communicate and overly communicate so there's no confusion or no issues. Like, I was talking to my therapist about my man now. Like, we overly communicate about everything, and it's funny because we recap on every situation. Like, we'll go do something together, and, like, we'll recap and be like, oh my gosh, like, we'll just talk about how we felt about these certain things, or how well it went, or, like, what was our concerns about it. So, like, we recap and overly communicate about everything. Like, even when we had our friends group mesh together, we was like, okay, we got to recap now. How did it go? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So communication is really helpful, and that also builds, like, different levels of trust. And communication can be very intimate. Like, you can share happy moments, share tears, share what hurt you, what didn't hurt you, and then you can move past situations a lot easier and a lot quicker if you communicate. So again, go ahead and communicate with that person, communicate with that man, communicate with that girl. Go ahead, overly do it. So, you know, you have that assurance and they have that assurance too, that there's no issue, nothing to figure out, nothing you hiding, any of that. Another lesson that I learned was allow yourself to be vulnerable. I'm gonna say that again. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. I feel like a lot of us walk into new situations with old baggage. And I know I used to do that all the time. Like, I would be hurt from the person that I was talking to beforehand, and I would be, you know, insecure, and, like, I would have a huge wall up because I'm like, you know, I don't want to be hurt again. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be this. But that's not fair. That's not fair to the person you're talking to. That's not fair to yourself either, because you're not allowing yourself to really experience and be in the moment because you're so caught up with trying to repair and figure out what was the issue or what happened before. So even before you start to go to another person, allow yourself to, you know, get re-comfortable with yourself, move past that trauma, move past the situation, and allow for yourself to be vulnerable. Because when you're not vulnerable, you're not being, you know, honest, you're not being yourself, you're not really putting yourself out there, if you will. I feel like, you know, you're being guarded, And, you know, that's just not a good, it's not a good balance when you're guarded and you're trying to date, because you're going to miss out on a great person, or you're going to miss out on a life lesson, or you're going to miss out on a lot of things. You know, let's try to be vulnerable. Dating is just crazy all around. You're going to have ups and downs. Everybody has ups and downs when it comes to dating. Sometimes you may take more L's than W's, but all those L's are not losses. They are lessons learned and lessons to help you and make you better for the next go around or the next person, you know? And I think with dating right now, don't put too much stress on trying to find the one. Especially if you're like still young and you're still trying to figure yourself out, or you're still trying to figure out, you know, what you're going to do with life, the one will come. And everything always happens for a reason, so keep that in the forefront of your mind. And know that just because it didn't work out doesn't mean that it's not going, that's going to be the end all be all. Like, even just before the person, like before the person I was talking to before I met my man, I was, oh my gosh, like infatuated with this person. I wanted to be with him, blah, 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 all of that. And he friendzoned me. And I was like, friendzoned me? Me? Like, have you looked at me? I'm just kidding. But like, I was so hurt. Like, I even like shed a few tears. I was hurt that this man friendzoned me. But you know, like, I didn't allow that to stop me from still stepping out and still experiencing different things. And you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason, because now I have my man. Look how that worked out. Now let's go into the question portion of today. Doop, 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 doop. Today's question is, how do you think sex impacts a relationship? Since we're talking about dating, why not get into the juiciness? All right, so sex can, I'm gonna say this honestly, sex can most definitely impact the relationship, and it can impact it for the better, or it can impact it for the worse. I do believe that, you know, sex is a beautiful thing. Sex is a great thing. And if you know what you're doing, it's going to feel amazing, you know, shout out to that. But sex can also be a very like dangerous thing. Very, very dangerous. So I feel like, you know, you need to find what works best for you, because some people, they choose not to have sex. And they choose to wait until marriage. And they do that because, you know, they're protecting themselves. They're taking that vow before God or before whomever, or even for themselves, and just wanting to wait to share that special moment with the person they're going to be with for the rest of their lives. Because, you know, I do believe in, like, you know, soul ties. I know some people don't, but I do feel like, you know, when you have sex with someone, a lot goes on. You know, there's a lot of like chemistry, there's a lot of vibes, there's a lot of hormones, all of that stuff that really goes into having sex. Even when you have like friends with benefits, because I've done that situation too. And you know, even if it's not for you, it could be dangerous for the other person. So unless, like, I think with you and the person that you decide to have sex with, I think that you guys should just, you know, sit and really have a conversation and be honest and realize like what sex has done for you in the past, and how do you think that it will affect affect you guys in this relationship, or whatever y'all have going on moving forward. So I know for me, I wanted to honestly wait a little bit to have sex, just because I know for me, I used to use sex as a crutch. So like, you know, we get into it, oh, let's just have sex, we're gonna make it up, make it better, and you know, we're gonna forget about the problem. Where was the communication at? No communication. We just, you know, had sex, and then okay, the problem was over. I'm great, you good, that's it. Or like, you know, I would just use that to, you know, I mean, let's be honest, get what I need to get and go about my business. You know what I'm saying? So I think like it can positively and negatively impact, because the positives, you know, you feel good, you feel connected to that person, but the negatives, that you can be attached to somebody, and then you can become attached to the wrong person. So just because like the sex may be good, this person still may be very much so toxic, or you may even be toxic yourself. And that can allow for yourself to make it very hard to move on. And it can really cloud your judgment when you need to make important decisions, as of, okay, this person is not good for me. I need to step away from the situation. So But that's another reason why I also wanted to kind of wait a little bit, because I wanted to make sure that, you know, I really, like, I started doing that for myself, that I really liked this person. Like, I really wanted to be with this person. I'm not just having sex because I have needs and they have needs. I wanted to make sure that I truly liked this person. I truly wanted to be with this person. So again, that's just what worked for me. I think you really have to sit and evaluate with yourself and your past experiences to develop and figure out what works for you. So hope that helps. And we are wrapping up this episode. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.